Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges we all face, which during today's show will have us focusing on higher ego flexibility and difficulty forming close, loving, and connective relationships with family members and friends. The ones that involve our husband, wife, or partner, our son or daughter, our girlfriend or boyfriend, and other loved ones as well as close friends that are often in need of some repair. Are some of them due to emotional over-involvement or enmeshment or over-attachment going on in the relationship? Some of this can be due to a lack of emotional involvement, emotional distance, and emotional detachment, again, going on in the relationship. But before going deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy that can be affecting relationships which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy that can be impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, coming to know our life's purpose, and getting on with our life's work. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, which many nowadays are being acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV that are trying to masquerade as truth. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is within our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. In today's show, we're going to continue to focus on the formation of close, loving, connective relationships, which involve family and friends, that you've taught me is an important area of life that impacts the quality of our lives and being able to live the best version of ourselves. Unfortunately, many people, probably most, are getting less rather than more out of the relationship they could have with their husband, wife, or partner, their son or daughter, their boyfriend or girlfriend, and other loved ones. I can certainly look back on my life and see many examples where a lack of healthy communication, compromise, clarification, compassion, and creativity blocked what could have been a better relationship between myself and others. And sometimes it was my fault, and sometimes it was their fault. But sometimes it was our fault, which I think was most often the case. The nature of our ego energy and what it was doing to the quality of our ability to communicate, to compromise, to express and receive compassion, to create within the relationship in ways to solve the inevitable problems that all relationships experience was unrecognized. Each of them are tools that can be brought to bear in working through these surface issues. But often that's not what's happening when ego energy is unhealthy and imbalanced. Have you noticed how often people fight over stupid stuff? And they keep doing that. Well, it's not because they're stupid. It's because their ego is making them stupid and distancing them from the tools we can use to build close, loving, and connective relationships, particularly with loved ones. Each of the tools that could be used to help small problems stay small problems or even become resolved and done with, rather than becoming bigger problems, often becoming unmanageable, or preventing the unresolved problem pile from building up, weren't being used or being used very often. Have you noticed how often people repeat the same problems in new relationships? What's the constant? Well, they are. And more specifically, their unchanged ego energy. Again, during today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of higher ego flexibility on forming close, loving, connected relationships with family and friends. People with higher ego flexibility are often naive and gullible within relationships. They are much more likely to question themselves about what they think or believe. There's lots of self-doubt going on about their capacity to think for themselves that leads to their being readily influenced by loved ones. They look to others to often guide and lead them as to what should or should not be happening within relationships. Who should be in relationships? Who can love who and who can't? And many more thoughts and ideas and beliefs connected to the realm of relationships and relationship building. They often think a close relationship requires more of what others are thinking and often losing sight of what they think. Things like beliefs and values and attitudes and even prejudice are things that they often think they must learn from others. And this can cause them to lose themselves within relationships involving their husband, wife, or partner, boyfriend or girlfriend, and other loved ones. Their flexibility weakens their, and actually it's excessive flexibility, weakens their ability to participate in open communication where they value their ideas and can comfortably express them, to develop compromises that take serious consideration of their way of looking at things, and inability to be creative with loved ones because their lack of confidence in what they think undermines their ability to contribute to the creative process. They are often second-guessing themselves and short-circuiting the process. And they often think they are the less intelligent person in the relationship with all of the weaker ideas. And they can often take a passive role within relationships while waiting to be guided and serving as a follower. their relationships with their spouse or partner, they can often kind of get old or tired or stagnant and boring because they spend a lot of time becoming a replica of their partner and less time being who they are. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these kinds of difficulties due to there being billions of people on the planet and every one of them having an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the adult child, the loyalist, the puppet, and the silent that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, the ego stupidity and ego's impact on spiritual wellness that I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here is the first symptom. You lose yourself in relationships with loved ones by trying to become more of what you think they want you to be in your way of thinking about things, thinking about how they want you to look at things and value things and so on. And here are some questions that often occur with this particular symptom. Is it easy for loved ones to change your mind? Meaning, can they take a look at your thoughts and beliefs and thinking and convince you that they're not the right ones, that you should really be changing them toward more of what they're thinking? Are you concerned about how loved ones will look at you if they really know what you think? People with higher ego flexibility can be quite fearful of letting others know what they really think for fear that it would be met with displeasure or rejection. So they a lot of times hold things inside that they're thinking for fear that loved ones may not react the way they want to, particularly their spouse or partner, their boyfriend or girlfriend. Another question, do you try to fit in with the ideas and beliefs and values and the attitudes? So you often can maybe try to bend your way of looking at things so it is in a greater alignment with how your loved ones are seeing things and looking at things. Do you feel safer with withholding your ideas and beliefs? It's as if I can play it safe, not take any risks of speaking out and speaking up to what I believe and what I think when maybe I want to do that, but it's just safer not to do that for me, at least psychologically safer. And also, do you give loved ones what I call free access into your mind? This is reflective of that excessive flexibility where they can enter into your mind and alter the way you look at things and think about things fairly easily. In my book, Ego Therapy, I talk about this in regards to it would be like somebody coming into your home and being able to rearrange the furniture from the way you originally had it, changing the appearance, the look of what was taking place would be, I guess, an analogy to this idea of people getting freer access. That's the nature of this excessive flexibility, being able to allow others to ready entry into your mind, which can be more problematic if you're listening to the wrong people at the wrong times about the wrong things. So this is reflective of the first symptom and some of the questions. I'm going to go ahead to the next symptom. You feel closer and more connected as you're becoming more like loved ones in your beliefs and attitudes and values, particularly, let's say it's your spouse or your partner, your boyfriend or girlfriend. There's a sense that I'm now closer to them because I am thinking what they're thinking. So here are some questions to think about in regards to that. Do you feel more comfortable and closer when you're in agreement with loved ones? So the agreement, the feel of the agreement is making you feel closer and you feel in some ways maybe even safer because you're in alignment with where they're coming from. Do you feel an underlying sense of pressure to fall in line? There's often this need that within yourself, maybe the other person's may not be forcing you, but you feel it yourself that I need to fall in line. But my way of looking at things have to fall in line with maybe their way of looking at things. Also, do you look for affirmation or approval after you align your thoughts to loved ones? So once you speak out and say something that fits in with what they're saying or thinking or believing or valuing, that you're wanting them in some ways to acknowledge that change, maybe it's a change, with some form of affirmation or approval. And also, is it important for you to avoid disapproval or rejection of your ideas? Again, this is something that people with higher ego flexibility, due to some distrust in what they think or believe, they often will hide those ideas or thoughts from others because they want to avoid the disapproval or rejection of their ideas. So that's the second symptom for you to consider. We're going to go on to the third one. You feel more respected and trusted and accepted and having a greater sense of belonging as you become more like loved ones and less like yourself. That's a pretty powerful symptom. The idea that you can feel a greater sense of respect for yourself or feel more respected by others or trusted or accepted, and that you belong as a result of becoming more like your loved ones, more like your spouse or partner or your girlfriend or boyfriend. As you're becoming less like yourself, do you feel more respected by loved ones when you agree with them? There's that feeling of being respected as a result of agreement. Do you experience a greater sense of their trust when you show them that you're thinking like them? There's a feeling that they're now beginning to trust me because I am thinking like them. Do you feel a greater sense of acceptance by them for yourself when you're agreeing with them? The sense of acceptance is greater because they are, when you're agreeing with them. Do you feel a greater sense of belonging or being included when you're falling in line? In response to each of those questions regarding trust and acceptance and belonging and respect, do you feel less when you're disagreeing, meaning that there's a sense of a lessening of any of this as a result of disagreement? I would mention, and this is a really important idea, that if you felt enough of those feelings for yourself, meaning acceptance, respect, trust, and belonging, it really shouldn't bother you, and it wouldn't bother you to disagree with them. I did not get to all of the symptoms, but you can see all of them in a free download of It's Your Ego Stupid, and you don't have to have each symptom or any of them all the time. But the more symptoms you have and the more often they occur, the stronger the indication that you're experiencing higher ego flexibility that needs to be healed. And you also need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on, because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. Sometimes it's difficult to see what we don't want to see. And these things could be hiding from us due to the prism we're looking through to know ourselves and our life. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we're going to continue by looking at reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid. Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at some of the reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening, particularly in a higher ego flexibility person's ability to form close, loving, and connective relationships. These are some of the various ways that overly flexible thinking is showing up in relationships with loved ones. And some of these may seem odd or strange or weird or funny or inappropriate if you're not living in that energy. But for those who have and are experiencing higher ego flexibility, it's often leading them to engage in these ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, particularly those involving the developing and growing of close relationships. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in, but others often can because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the higher ego flexibility person is looking through to see what's going on, to see what's taking place. They're intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people who've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity that they're experiencing. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, which consists of knowing what ego is and what it isn't, meaning getting closer to the truth of what ego is, the energy that it is, and how it's intimately connected to the ways they go about living and attempting to survive, particularly in those 10 key life areas I've been talking about. And the second contributor is being able to tune into our ego energy, getting a handle on the volume level of our ego power, our ego flexibility, and our ego vulnerability. And this is something that I assist with you with through my books and my podcasts the website that give you some sense of what that volume level looks like at different levels along the 0 to 10 continuum. And then the third contributor is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, built upon that ego energy that we're experiencing, and we replace them with those that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And the next part of our program today has specifically to do with this third contributor, which involves, again, looking at the reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. Now, these are the kinds of inaccurate or illogical or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego flexibility bring into their efforts to form close relationships with loved ones. And here is the very first one. When I'm thinking the way loved ones are thinking, we are closer. So this idea of that closeness has something to do with being able to think more like my partner or my spouse, that's the basis for why we're closer, having an agreement in the way we look at things. So closeness and connection is defined in some respects as learning and acquiring and living the truth of their loved ones, more of their truth of how they look at things, how they see that. And These are non-reality-based thoughts that say that the more like you I can become, the closer we are. Well, that's a non-reality-based thought that's often taking place within the mind of the person with the ego mind of the person with higher ego flexibility, that the more like you I can become, the closer we are, particularly in the way we think about things. Another non-reality-based thought connected to this is thinking that says differences in thinking are the making of distance in a relationship. So in some respects, seeing differences in the way we look at things as a form of distance or as a cause of distance in the relationship that shouldn't be there. And that's a non-reality-based thought. Another one connected to the reflection of ego stupidity is the non-reality-based thinking that ignores the balance in truths that must be recognized and be honored and respected in a growing relationship. This thinking that closeness is defined by thinking alike is ignoring the balance in truths that must be recognized, honored, and respected in a growing relationship. When your ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that closeness and connection has a lot more to do with respecting the different views of loved ones within the relationship, as well as being able to share some similar ideas and beliefs. So balancing between the commonalities and the similarities with the differences and being able to honor and respect those within the confines of the relationship, that is when we are truly forming a close, loving, and connected relationship. So when you're thinking when I'm thinking the way loved ones are thinking that we're closer, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go to another reflection. And this one says, I need to look to loved ones to teach me the right way to think, believe, and approach things. So there's this idea that the truth is existent somewhere else. It's from without. It's not as much from within. This reflects non-reality-based thinking, which often ignores or overlooks or disrespects the right things that you already know. That person with higher ego flexibility often has a lot of right things in their head, but they gain distance from them because they're so comfortable looking to others, looking outside of themselves, not within, in order to acquire the truth. So this is taking place. Another non-reality-based thinking, which causes people to, in some ways, dumb themselves down and fail to work with their own thinking. Sort of, again, putting your thinking up on the shelf, ignoring it or questioning it in some ways that's not healthy, and failing to work with your own thinking within the confines of the relationship. And that's not helping to build a close, loving, and connective relationship when you're not a participant in the thinking that's going on inside the relationship in any meaningful, significant, and consistent way. This is non-reality-based thinking, which often stops people from working at looking within for answers rather than without. There's so much of an emphasis on looking elsewhere, looking outside, looking to loved ones, particularly if they happen to be our spouse or partner. And instead of looking within to trust ourselves, to understand more of what we're thinking, and to honor it and respect it. When you're ego flexibility is healing, and you're moving into a more balanced place in its operation, you can strike that balance between looking to loved ones, which is not a bad thing, that's a good thing, but being also to look to yourself at the right times and in the right places to learn what you must think and believe, using some ways introspection and retrospection involving your own ideas and thoughts and beliefs in order to grow yourself. But when you're thinking that you need to look to loved ones to teach you the right way to think, believe, and approach things in a very intense kind of way, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity is when I'm disagreeing with loved ones, I'm being disrespectful and rejecting them. people with higher ego flexibility, as I've suggested earlier, they have a difficult time with disagreement. And often for them, it represents disrespecting others or perhaps rejecting others. Now, their partners or other people may not actually be experienced that way, but this is the way they look at it. This is the way they think about it that's being influenced by the nature of that higher ego flexibility energy. There is non-reality-based thinking that suggests in and of itself that disagreement means disrespect and rejection. Now, for many of you who are not living within that energy, that you know that's not the case, but that's not the energy that the higher ego flexibility person has. They have that energy that causes them to lean in the direction of viewing disagreement as if it's being disrespectful and rejecting others. And sometimes the person with higher ego flexibility is leaving out the manner in which the disagreement is taking place, which makes all the difference if you're being disagreeable as well within your disagreement. Well, that's a different thing than appropriately expressing disagreement in a loving way. That's not being disrespectful or rejecting at all. One of the things I remember hearing as a younger person is that the young people were disrespecting their elders by disagreeing with them. I just think that was incredibly ego stupidity at work to suggest that just because you're younger than a person who's older, that you have less of a right to express your views to them. I understand the issue of experience comes into play, but sometimes people that are older often get locked into ways of looking things that are unhealthy and inappropriate. So when your ego flexibility is healing, you realize that disagreement should and must be lovingly expressed with loved ones. And until you're doing that, when you're thinking, well, when I'm disagreeing with loved ones, I'm being disrespectful and rejecting them, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity: is it okay to react or respond to loved ones who are attacking my beliefs and values and attitudes? Meaning that in some respects, you don't have a right to defend yourself. That's non-reality-based thinking that suggests, again, you don't have the right to defend your truth, which you do. It's also non-reality-based thinking that suggests you don't have a truth worth defending. Again, something you do have. We all have a truth worth defending and responding to and honoring. It's also non-reality-based thinking that says loved ones don't have an obligation to listen to you after disagreeing with you, which, again, that's not the case. Reality says we have to be honored. People have to listen to us after we have disagreed with them. And so to suggest otherwise is a non-reality-based way of looking at things. But when your ego flexibility is healing, you realize you're entitled to respond to others in the service of honoring your truth. You have a right to honor your truth. And until you're thinking that, when you are thinking that it's not okay to react or respond to loved ones who are attacking your beliefs and values and attitudes, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to talk about one more reflection as we move forward today. And this is that when loved ones are being forceful and showing conviction, meaning they're being very powerfully expressing their way of looking and thinking about things, well, that means they're right and they're giving me the truth. You know, a lot of people are affected by how intensely people express things. And well, this is actually a non-reality-based thought that falsely equates having conviction with owning the truth. And they're not the same. Just because you feel strongly about something or believe about something, that doesn't mean you're right about it or that you own the truth about it. This is non-reality-based thinking that allows loved ones to substitute conviction for truth. So just because they feel strongly about something, they may even think to themselves, because I feel so strongly about this, that it is the truth. Well, that's not the case. It just means you feel strongly about it. This kind of reminds me of talk show or radio hosts who scream out beliefs with conviction. They're often false, but many listeners buy into it because they are struck by the conviction with which they express these ideas. And I would say that often the greater the conviction or the louder the voice, the lower the truth that's coming out. When your ego flexibility is healing, you realize that conviction in and of itself doesn't equal truth. You're not thrown by that. But until then, when you're thinking that if loved ones are being forceful and showing conviction that they're meaning, that means they're giving you the truth, that they're right about whatever they're talking about, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Now we're going to shift over to looking at insights. Next, I want to talk about some specific ego insights connected to the symptoms of ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty forming close, loving relationships. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what's actually ego's actually doing when it comes to difficulties forming these loving and close relationships. And here's the first one. Your higher ego flexibility voice stops you from realizing that you're disowning yourself in order to experience a false sense of closeness to loved ones. And this is making your relationship with loved ones disingenuous and phony because they're based on how much you're acquiring their version of truth. In a way, you stop being you in order to become them, which can never be the basis for a loving, connected relationship. You're failing to realize that genuine closeness is based on loved ones accepting you for who you are, not how much you think like them. And this can often lead to a great deal of phoniness between you and loved ones because who you are doesn't really seem to matter in the relationship. You can never be truly close to loved ones and they to you unless you're free to be who you are and what you think while in their company. And this is a freedom that you must give to yourself. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we're going to continue looking at ego insights as well as ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego, and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We are going to continue talking about ego insights that can help you better understand what's going on within and underneath the surface when higher ego flexibility energy is at work and in its impact on our formation of loving and connected close relationships with our loved ones. And the next insight is that your higher ego flexibility voice is preventing you from realizing that closeness to loved ones doesn't require your taking on their truth. This is distancing you from realizing that closeness and connection has a lot more to do with accepting and respecting differences. Accepting and respecting differences, that's where the closeness and the connection with loved ones truly comes from. These differences can serve as the basis for a closer, more loving relationship than can ever be known by your becoming another version of them. And it's distancing you from realizing that closeness and connection are also built on loved ones respecting your truth, even when they don't share it, when they are supporting your right to have your truth. Our closeness and connection and building loving relationships has a lot more to do with respecting those differences than it does to trying to eliminate them. And when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. The next insight, your higher ego flexibility voice is leading you to try to meet needs to feel accepted and trusted and respected and belonging by acquiring the truth of loved ones. You're trying to meet all of these, what are called important psychological needs you're trying to get met in the relationship, because often they're lacking in yourself, that you're lacking the acceptance and the trust and the respect and a sense of belonging within yourself, to yourself, that you're trying to meet through the relationship with your loved ones, particularly if they happen to be your husband, wife, or partner, or your boyfriend or girlfriend. And a lot of times these psychological needs were unmet in one's family upbringing. In particular, I think the authoritarian parenting of an authoritarian home life where mom or dad was very rigid and inflexible and had lots of rules about what could, should or shouldn't be taking place. And the message overall was think like me, not yourself. And there was a lot of discouragement of independent thinking within that family confines. And you got a lot of dosages of it over maybe 15 years, 20 years, and that settled into your own head as to how you should approach close relationships, because that was the template, that was the model. In some ways, you're participating in an unspoken, unrecognized agreement between you and loved ones, in which you're disowning yourself in order to get these very important psychological needs met. But none of it's real, because the price of getting these psychological rewards, again, the trust, respect, acceptance, and belonging, comes with the price of taking on the truth of others. So when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. The next insight, your higher ego flexibility voice is distancing you from who you really are in order to feel closer to loved ones. So you're abandoning yourself. Maybe you're rejecting yourself. And that's a strategy you're using to feel closer to others, and it will not work. In a way, you're replacing yourself with a loved one in order to escape being you. But you can never become close and connected to loved ones, because you have to exist within the relationship in the form of your truth. That cannot be removed in order for it to be a genuine and healthy and growing relationship. Relationships are about coming to terms with each other's truth, not trying to make them alike, which is often what you're trying to do. So when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. I'm going to share one more insight with you, and this is that your higher ego flexibility voice is stopping you from realizing that loved ones are losing respect for you. When you start to abandon your truth, you're showing disrespect for yourself, and people can feel that coming through intuitively, if not intellectually. This is coming through within your interactions with yourself. The disrespect for your thoughts and beliefs and attitudes is really coming through loud and clear. Failing to genuinely be who you are impacts the respect that loved ones have for you or not. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. These are some of the reflections of ego stupidity and insights involving ego's voice, and there are many more available in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, available as a free download on the homepage of my website, Ego and Spirit. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to forming close, loving, and connected relationships. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. And we are going to take a look at when this energy is at work, how this is impacting it. This has to do with the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we have all been given. We all have been given this divine gift of God within our being. It involves the lessening of our spiritual wellness, involving gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when our ego energy is getting in the way of forming the close, loving, and connective relationships that we are meant to experience. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those who are experiencing higher ego flexibility. We're going to start with being the love God is. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships with their family and friends when they're disowning their truth, which is impacting the sharing of unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love within these relationships. Your divinity doesn't involve acquiring their version of truth, which is weakening the quality of the communication, compromise, and so on, that can take place within these relationships. It doesn't allow for the absence of full and meaningful participation using these tools so that you can live in their truth and not your own. When you're imposing conditions that require you to embrace the truth of loved ones and not your own, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards yourself. And when you're undermining opportunities for full, meaningful communication, compromise, and compassion and creativity in order to acquire the truth of loved ones, you're not being the connective love God is towards yourself. When you're burdening yourself with meeting requirements to acquire the truth of loved ones, you're not being the unburdened love God is towards yourself. And when you're limiting the amount of love you can give to yourself based on how much you're embracing their truth, you're not being the unlimited love God is towards yourself. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships when their needs to acquire the truth of loved ones are leading them to dishonor themselves with thoughts of being less worthy of meaningful participation, meaningful shared participation within the communication, compromise, compassion, and creation taking place. Your divinity involves the opportunity for full participation in relationships when we are using each of these tools as you honor and respect what you have to contribute to them, and even when your truth differs from theirs. When you're dishonoring yourself by treating your thoughts and words as being less important in the service of your need to acquire their truth, you're not being the life God is toward yourself. When you're refusing to find compromises and solutions that respect your needs and feelings in the service of only respecting their truth, you're not being the life God is toward yourself. When you're failing to honor and respect your feelings and needs with empathy and compassion, when loved ones view them differently, you're not being the life God is toward yourself. And when you're not welcoming and honoring your contributions intended to contribute to and grow the relationship, you're not being the life God is toward yourself. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk about being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. Being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, which includes having ego energy designed into it. Though our human ages can be different, our divine ages are built on the love, life, and energy God is, and they are all the same because we all began from the same starting point and the same source. And be it known by you as God or Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, or Great Spirit, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close, connective, and loving relationships when their healing and transformation is being weakened by inability to participate fully, meaningfully, and authentically within relationships involving loved ones. The root of these difficulties involving their intense needs to acquire and own the truth of loved ones while abandoning their own. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which the truth of who you are and loved ones are is being fully represented, acknowledged, and respected, including areas where there is needed growth. It involves healing and transformation in which healthy relationships with your loved ones serve as an opportunity for this to take place. When your needs to acquire truth from loved ones are distancing you from exploring truth and understanding from within, you're not being the energy God is. When your needs to acquire truth from loved ones are distancing you from exploring the truth and understanding from within that can also serve as the basis for meaningful compromise, you're not being the energy God is. When your needs to acquire the truth from loved ones are distancing you from exploring the truth and understanding from within that can serve as the basis for genuine compassion for yourself, you're not being the energy God is. And when your needs to acquire the truth from loved ones are distancing you from exploring the truth and understanding from within that can welcome creation and contributions from yourself in order to grow the relationship, you're not being the energy God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life, and we become so much better and easier when we can remove that obstacle. Last, I want to offer a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from higher ego flexibility and are able to form close relationships with family and friends. All of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego's impact on spiritual wellness I referred to earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your higher ego flexibility, this is what your voice will be speaking. And this is an excerpt from the two voices within. I no longer become lost within the truth of my partner or other close loved ones. Previously, I had disappeared so fully into their beliefs, values, and thinking that I could no longer recognize myself. I no longer disrespect myself by needing to reconcile all of the differences within our respective human truths. A reconciliation built upon the illusion that abandonment of myself would bring greater love, closeness, and happiness to our relationship. I now realize that relationships are as much about respecting differences as they are about sharing commonalities, be they thoughts, interests, or activities. Again, the words of your voice when healing from higher ego flexibility. As we leave our focus on higher ego flexibility and difficulty forming close, loving, connected relationships, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. If you'd like to take things a little further, I'd recommend looking at chapters 6 and 10 from It's Your Ego Stupid, chapters 4 and 10 from The Two Voices Within, and chapter 7 from Ego Spiritualism. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, and if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. Our program next week will focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty forming close, loving, connected relationships. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.